Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible to see what we can learn about our topic for this week. And this week we're seeing how Jesus is the most forgiving man in the world. One of the things that makes him interesting is part of this series called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. Yesterday we talked a little bit about forgiveness, being forgiven something that we owe, that we know we've done wrong, and the palpable sense of relief and thanks that I had when I was forgiven for a debt that I had accidentally rung up on my credit card. There was this huge sense of relief, and it was commensurate with the debt I'd been forgiven. If it had just been a small debt with just a little bit of interest, it wouldn't have been a big deal. I might not have been terribly thankful, but in the end, I felt such a sense of relief, such a sense of thanks because it was a bigger debt. And we're going to see a story about a woman who felt very thankful to Jesus for a debt that he had forgiven and reacted to Jesus as a result very differently than other people who didn't feel that he had done anything for them. Here's the story from the Bible of a man named Simon, a Pharisee, who invited Jesus over for a meal that went in a very unexpected direction. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she heard that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered, saying to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment." Well, that story continues. We'll see a little bit more of it tomorrow, but I thought we'd stop here and give you a bit of context. Simon is a Pharisee, a Jewish religious teacher and expert in the Jewish religious law. He should know the norms of his culture inside and out. He should know the law. And he has amazingly invited Jesus into his house to meet with him. Clearly, he is intrigued, at least, by what Jesus is doing and teaching. He's interested enough that he wants to know more, and he's trusting enough of Jesus, being some kind of a legitimate teacher of the law, that he's actually invited Jesus into his home. Showing hospitality of any kind to someone was a big deal in Jesus' day. It was very important. To eat with somebody meant that you considered yourself to be on the same page as them in a number of respects, particularly spiritually. So it was a big deal that Simon invited Jesus over. He wants to have him over, learn more about him. He wants to figure out if Jesus is the real deal. Is he really teaching the law of the Jews, or is he some kind of a fraudster? Or is he going to be a heretic teaching things that are against their law? So he's testing this out as a teacher of the law, as a Pharisee. He probably feels he has a responsibility to do that. And when Jesus comes over, sits down, and this woman starts to go over the top in her care and love for Jesus, Pharisee Simon says to himself, "This guy can't be a real prophet. He can't really be speaking for God if he allows this woman to have anything to do with him, because surely he would recognize this woman is a sinner." Now you may be wondering how this woman ended up there in the first place. Well, in that day, there wouldn't have been a closed door policy. Lots of people would have been coming in and out of a man's house like Simon the Pharisee. A woman like this would probably have stayed away, just knowing that she'd probably be sent away, that she wouldn't be welcome because she was known to some degree as a sinner. But she certainly didn't break in, bust down the door, or sneak. She just would have been able to walk in off the street. Lots of people would have been doing that just to come and hear what this famous teacher was going to say. But this woman was known to be a sinner. She'd normally have stayed away from situations like this. Now, hey, we're all sinners, so what does that mean? When the Bible says somebody was a known sinner, it probably means she was a prostitute, or that she had been caught in adultery, she had an affair with somebody, and that this was a pattern, kind of like a prostitute, where there was a pattern here, and people knew this was what she was and what she did. She wasn't shy about it. So we have somebody here who we don't quite know for sure, but who is involved in some kind of sin, probably sexual, for which she is known. Everybody in town knows this about her. Maybe she flaunts it, maybe she just accepts it, but either way, she's known as a sinner. It looks like Jesus might have encountered this woman already, because he's done something so wonderful for her that she's willing to risk the embarrassment and the possible difficulty that it would bring to her to come into a Pharisee's home in order to go over the top in her love for Jesus. It's really over the top. She's got this expensive ointment that she's putting on his feet. She's kissing his feet. She's washing his feet with her tears and her hair. This is such an extreme act of self-sacrifice that she's doing here. She's not just saying thanks to Jesus. It's over the top. It's like she's been forgiven something incredible and amazing. Something so big that she wants to give something very personal and intimate of herself to Jesus in thanksgiving. This story contrasts her thankfulness and her hospitality to Jesus with that of Simon the Pharisee. Simon has Jesus over for dinner and does next to nothing for him. Jesus calls him out on this and he says, look, you haven't kissed me in welcome. You haven't washed my feet. You haven't done anything for me. You just brought me here to test me and to see if I'm going to say the wrong thing so you can dismiss me as a heretic or a fraud. He reveals in this interesting reversal that Simon the Pharisee, the prominent member of Jewish society, is actually the one who's breaking all the rules and not being hospitable, not showing love for his fellow man. While this woman who's a known sinner, who's the bottom of society, is actually the one who seems to be doing it right by his standards, who's showing love and hospitality to Jesus. It's an interesting reversal that people might not have expected Jesus to portray so boldly, considering he's in the home of Simon the Pharisee. But he calls Simon out and he says, you are not showing me hospitality, just like you're not showing this woman any hospitality. She's showing so much love to me, and he says it's got something to do with forgiveness. So here's your question for today. Why do you think she would be so thankful? What debt could Jesus possibly be referring to? Well, I hope you'll discuss this with somebody else in your life who you could be exploring Christian faith with. Don't forget, we also read the Bible in sync as a community in our small groups. So as you meet with your group, read the Bible together as well. See your website or app to see what today's reading is. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.